May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 377. My soul, take courage from the Lord. Believe and plead his holy word. To him alone do thou complain, nor shalt thou seek his face in vain. Hymn 377.
Thank you. Let us read in two portions of God's holy word. Firstly, Psalm 62, and secondly, in the Ephesians chapter 2. Firstly, Psalm 62. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. May the Lord bless his word and help us to pray. O Lord, we venture before thy great and holy majesty once more, as we have found, Lord, by thy favour, gathered together in thy courts. O Lord, we pray that we may realise the Lord is with us. The Lord is here, noised that Jesus is in the house. And pray, Lord, then, for thy felt presence, that there, Lord, may be true help from the sanctuary. Lord, do come down, we pray, Lord, by the Holy Spirit. Reveal the things of God. Make to our salvation known. Lord, we pray that thou bless the friends in their coming, and that there may be none sent empty away. Lord, we would be thankful for the many mercies which we know, day by day, and especially as we come up to thy house. We would thank thee, Lord, for every spiritual favour that, Lord, there is, O hope, in thy gospel, that there is, Lord, a throne of grace. But, Lord, we would thank thee, feelingly as sinners saved by grace. Lord, do we pray then, lead us this night into that truth. May we feelingly, Lord, realise that thou art ours. Lord, we pray that thou art so then bless us under the sound of truth. Lord, each dear friend before thee here, with every spiritual case and desire. O Lord, we pray that thou begin that work where it is yet to be begun. Thou knowest all things, and we are here naked before thee. Lord, we can only pray that thou dost make us right for a never-ending eternity. Thou dost deliver us from our deceitful heart, which will never, ever show us the truth. And we pray, Lord, that we may see light in thy light. Thou, Lord, will teach us Jesus Christ. We do pray then for thy help. Each dear friend who has gathered and some not here, especially one we remember with a poorly leg, O Lord, do remember her. We pray that thou send those healing mercies necessary for her recovery. O Lord, in mercy, then remember each soul who frequents this place. The little children, do remember them. If we could please you to bless the instruction of parents and the Sabbath school, and that which they glean from thy house, may it be, Lord, there is that which enters with power. Lord, all we pray then under the pressures of life, Lord, may they not be so great, Lord, as to quite silence the greatest need. Oh, which is to know thee. Lord, we pray that we may know this to be our greatest need. Lord, that thou dost make it such, and so deepen that work in us, that thou dost make it, Lord, oh, our greatest need, that with the apostle we may desire nothing else but to win Christ and to be found in him. O Lord, we pray for our two friends, the deacons, be their strength, and grant them much help in the office they hold here. Do help, we pray, at the desk and in all the affairs of this place. And the church that is planted here, oh, do favour it, we pray, and send that godly increase. And, O Lord, we pray, add unto them such as shall be saved, and gather into these pews other praying souls. Lord, we pray this amongst the churches, that thou wilt send out thy light and thy truth, that thou wilt, Lord, grant a godly increase. We pray that thou frustrate the designs of Satan, cast out evil from us, establish thy own kingdom. Lord, we pray for more grace. We would remember then, Lord, the churches we know, and we bear them before thee. Pray that thou art shine upon us. And all who stand in thy name, O Lord, are sent by thee, O Lord, to proclaim thy word and gospel. O do thou send that power from above, Lord, that it be that which does not rest in the mind, in the letter, but that, Lord, which will affect our heart, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, is sealed upon us. O Lord, do then, we pray, remember us in our gathering here. Lord, we gather, Lord, in need. O, do teach us well our ruined state. Lord, and make us rightly concerned for a never-ending eternity. Do teach us our danger. Lead us to that refuge we do beseech thee. Lord, we pray thy blessing upon us this evening hour. Lord, thou hast brought us together. We are a company of sinners in thy sight. Help us to seek thee. Lord, thou hast said that they that seek shall find. Oh, may we prove it true. Remember then every prayer and petition. Now is the poverty that is with us in our preaching and in our hearing. But Lord, do overcome all these things, we pray. Lord, may we be helped under the word this night. So we do pray, Lord, reveal thyself. We would see Jesus. Lord, do come and manifest thyself. Oh, do reveal thyself. Nothing less, Lord, will do. Do come, we pray. So, Lord, we would remember all, those in any particular trouble and trials, Lord. Oh, know as the downsittings of thy people. Notice the difficulties in which they are met here this evening, or that which they may have before them this week. O Lord, do help those in the latter stages of life, and all in need much of thy help. Lord, O coming down, and there are the trials, and all the swellings of Jordan, do have mercy. Lord, we would remember, Lord, that thou hast removed from us pillars in the church. And we beg of thee, Lord, to raise up others, sinners saved by grace. Lord, who too shall be a true strength to us, if it could please thee. So, Lord, we do pray that thou'st be with us now. Open up unto us the scriptures. Lead us into the truth. As we plead, Lord Jesus, thy name and merits, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
In 388, approach my soul the mercy seat, where Jesus answers prayer, there humbly fall before his feet, for none can perish there. In 388.
Let us turn to Psalm 62 and to verse 8. Psalm 62 and to verse 8. Trust in him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Is a psalm of David expressing his soul's confidence in the Lord, his rock, his salvation, his defence. What a mercy, dear friends, if we can be found in every hour, in every time of need, in every calamity, in every trouble, trusting in him. Dear friends, do we find that we are disturbed? That at times we feel like Zion is described, tossed with tempest, and not at all comforted? Oh, don't we find ourselves at times deeply perplexed? Why, if we see things from the outward appearance, it seems that perhaps the Lord hath forgotten us, or the Lord hath forsaken us. But dear friends, it says trust in him at all times. All times. Oh, for grace to believe this truth, that our times are in his hand. For grace to rest in that truth. As he speaks in that psalm 31, my times are in thy hand. And dear friends, they're not in yours, neither are they in the hand of your enemy. For he says, deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Our times are in his hand. That means under his government, that he rules, that he is God, there is none else. And what a mercy it is so. Dear friends, what a mercy that our times are not in our own hand. Oh, there may have been that time where it seemed as if we chose our own way. We said that we will do this or do that. And all seemed to be in our own hands. The Lord will certainly not leave his people to be so deceived in that. Much of the teaching, dear friends, is to show us that we are not our own. And that our lives are not our own. And that God is in control. We remember the words that spoken to Peter towards the end of the Gospel of John. He says, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. And although that spoke signifying by what death he would die, do we not see something there of the reflection of the Lord's dear people? The Lord will certainly lead them by a way that they know not, in paths they have not known, and at times in a way in which is entirely opposite to what they devised, to what they wanted, to what their flesh lusted after. And we have to see, dear friends, that our times are in his hand, God's ordering, and what grace is needed to submit to it. Truly, from one dispensation to another, the Lord has ordered it, and he disposes of us in our providence and in grace at his own will. Well, dear friends, they are in his hand, but the mercy is this, that they're in his gracious hands. And he has a special providential concern over his dear people. He has purposes of grace towards them, and none can pluck them, he says, out of my Father's hand. All thy saints are in thy hand. And this is the mercy, friends, that they're in the hands of, why, your heavenly Father. Your heavenly Father knoweth. And you see, committed to the keeping of your Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Well, trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. Well, there are times and seasons, and God knows what is needful. Times and seasons in this life. Changes, many changes. And many changes perhaps in that spiritual pilgrimage which all the Lord's people are passing through. They go from dispensation to dispensation, perhaps fearing to be emptied from vessel to vessel. Why is it? Trust in him at all times. If we were always in the same place, what exercise would there be toward trusting in him? Is it not that we are prone to settle on our knees, to become quiet and say with the rich man, why, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry? The Lord will not have this with his people. And so, dear friends, he orders it, that they need him. Things perhaps go against them, then they go after him again. Oh, trust in him at all times. Dear friends, there are those then seasons, times and seasons, times of temptation, times of darkness, times when perhaps the Lord seems to hide himself, doesn't seem to answer a prayer. And dear friends, what grace we need to trust in him with the cloud between. Oh, that sun which once shone now does not, by reason of the cloud which cometh between. But the Lord is the same. He changeth not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He abideth faithful. You have a faithful God. He still fills the throne of grace. And then, however you may feel, oh, pour out your heart before him. And here we have every encouragement to come just as we are, with all our complaint, and to withhold nothing from him. Dear friends, Job so desired this place. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that he might come even to his seat. He'd order his cause before him and fill his mouth with arguments. Oh, dear friends, to find that throne of grace where we may come boldly. Not a boldness, a natural boldness, but confident in this thing, that he receiveth sinners. This man receiveth sinners. That he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And that he has said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that is why we may come, oh, boldly upon his promise, boldly upon his grace. Oh, a matchless grace. Dear friends, the length and the breadth and the depth and the height and the love of God which passeth knowledge. Oh, then to come with this in view, and pour out your heart before him. We remember that woman who fell down and told him all the truth. And that, dear friends, was commended by the Lord. She was given her request. Oh, to fall down and tell him all the truth. You know those things, dear friends, which sorely plague your soul, which really, truly plague you, and perhaps cast your soul down it within you. And is it not, dear friend, the greatest concern, your sinnership? Oh, that I had none of myself. Perhaps you do your work, what you can do, you put your hand to it. Try to better yourself. But like that woman, you rather grow worse. Why, she was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Oh, but when she heard of Jesus, yes, pour out your heart before him. Dear friends, you see what precious faith does. And oh, that we could possess but a grain of this. Just a little exercise. To be able to leave all our reasoning. And to come to him. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. Well, this pouring out, dear friends, it speaks rather of like water being poured out. I pour out my soul in me. And what a mercy when a poor sinner can do this. And it's only by grace. You know, you may feel often to be only groaning, sighing, a small whimpering prayer put up to God, trying to find access through Jesus. Perhaps you feel far from this word, pour out your heart before him. But dear friends, the Lord hears the broken cries of his people. Broken petitions. The falling of a tear, the upward glancing of an eye. But it is a mercy when we are enabled truly to pour out our heart and tell him all the truth. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Well, the Lord will teach us, dear friends, there is no help in self. And as we read in Ephesians, it is by grace you are saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, yes, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is wholly a work of God. We are his workmanship. Dear friends, we can only go to him who is the salvation to all the ends of the earth to tell him our complaint. For God is a refuge for us. Oh, dear friends, the throne of grace does remain open. The Lord remains faithful. Faithful that promised. And the promise still remains. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, the Lord's dear people then have so much need. Dear friends, to hold on their way. Though there be a multitude against them and they feel like Gad, a troop seems to overcome them. They are weak on the battlefield, with no strength of their own, and yet the Lord delays to appear. Oh, for grace to believe he will come. For a troop shall overcome him, but he will overcome at the last. This is what you will find. It won't be your victory, your power, but Christ's. And he will get honour and glory to his own name. When your strength is nothing. And I believe this is the teaching of God, dear friends, in what he brings us through. There is a word in Deuteronomy which so speaks of the Lord's appearing. It says, for the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. When their power is gone, and the margin there says when their hand is gone. It reminds us of that passage in Isaiah where it says, thou hast found the life of thine hand, therefore thou wast not grieved. Yes, when we find what we can do, when we think we are able, dear friends, and doesn't that bring us into confusion? Oh, but does he not wait to be gracious? Why, when their power is gone? Well, maybe this is an answer to our grief tonight. Why does the Lord delay? Why he waits to be gracious until their power is gone? Until they are thoroughly convinced that they cannot save themselves. Dear friends, it's only when we become nothing that we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus has said, except you become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. How far down we have to go, friends, before we really, truly enter in through that narrow door, straight gate. How very small. And impossible with man, but possible with God. Dear friends, in our pride and our towering condition, we'd never seek for the way. And we certainly cannot see it. For he says, except you become as little children. Well, the Lord does then so work in his people's hearts to bring them down to this. You know, the apostle himself, that great apostle, said that he was nothing behind the chiefest, though I be nothing. Oh, he says he was nothing. Not one thing in himself. And that is where we must be brought. If ever we're going to truly call upon the name of Jesus. Well, dear friends, the Lord has to bring us down to that. He says, I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. But he will repent himself when he seeth that their power is gone. When he hears the beggar's cry, such as cannot help themselves, then the Lord will appear, and here he'll get great glory to his name. For he's not chosen the rich or the wise of this world, but the base things, the things that are despised and the things that are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You think of it, friends, in the church of God. You'll have no flesh to glory in his presence. And in heaven to come, all done will exalt themselves above and against his name. He'll have all the glory and all the honour. All power and wisdom, strength and might, every blessing rests upon him. And dear friends, the way he leads us, you see, as John the Baptist said, I must decrease, but he must increase. Oh, then the need we have to trust in him at all times. Friends, the Lord orders our way perfectly. His throne is justice and judgment. He sends that which is necessary. At times, perhaps the rod to correct our folly, to reveal things to us which will escape our sight. But still, friends, it is for us to trust in him at all times. We have to wait at his throne, to trust that what he does is ever best. And to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And is it not this, friends, which we find in this dispensation? That to whom else can we go? Oh, yes, you may consider leaving off prayer. Giving it all up. Your case quite hopeless. But friend, you'll be brought to that. Under who else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, depart from him, did death despair. Oh, it is destruction. No, you must still trust in him at all times. Oh, this is what the Lord, dear friends, will bring us to out of necessity. Unto whom else shall we go? Trust in him at all times. Well, David knew the Lord to be his rock, his salvation, his defence. And he waited for him, for he said, my expectation is from him. And that is, dear friends, the grace of hope. You have need of patience. And this the Lord brings into exercise. And the Apostle James says, let patience have her perfect work. And we have need then to wait upon him. And to keep looking to him, though it be as those that look for the morning, yea, more than they that look for the morning, to wait for him to appear. Oh, dear friends, if he was always before our sight, if he never tried our faith, what exercise would there be? To trust in him at all times. Dear friends, the Lord will never forsake his people. He does hear the cry of his people. The Lord's people often come to him as beggars. They are ashamed at times in this. They can come with nothing else but their filthy rags. And indeed, it seems like a poor religion. And it is. But blessed be God. The gospel have the poor, that the poor have the gospel preached to them. And these are the very ones who he came to save. God is a refuge for us. Now what a wonderful truth that is. This very God whom you have offended, oh, dear friends, is the very one who has provided a refuge in himself. Where else should you lodge your complaint? But in God. Oh, to tell him, dear friends, all things, God is a refuge for us. We read of the conies are a feeble folk, but they make their houses in the rocks. God is a refuge for us. Well, is he not, dear friends, a rock of ages? He only is my rock. A sweet hiding place from the storm, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall, when you seem to be dashed in pieces, perhaps under fierce temptations, your enemies are strong. God is a refuge for us. God is a refuge from temptation, friends. Against all the accusations of the devil, God knows how to rebuke him. all to make our refuge in him. Dear friends, he who was tempted at all points, like as we are, and under the feeling sense of our guilt, oh, here is the Rock of Ages. Dear friends, here is a hiding place. That place by me that God, he spoke, as he spoke to Moses, there is a place by me. And thou shalt stand upon a rock. Here I will accept you. And here you'll be safe. And here I will reveal myself. In this cliff or the rock, God is a refuge for us. Well, here the poor sinner might come, dear friends, and find a sweet shelter from all that is against him. Here he may hide himself from the world a while. And although not able to go out of the world or deliver himself from his troubles, yet God is a refuge for us. And even in the midst, dear friends, of heavy trials and troubles, although you may well be in the multitude of business, God is a refuge for us. Our mind goes to Jehoshaphat, who in the midst of the battle lifted his eyes up to God and cried out. And the Lord heard him. But remember what he said in prayer before God when that great company came. And they were all gathered in God's house. He said, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Well, this is the only place where we poor perishing sinners can come. There's no use, dear friends, going down to Egypt for help. No doubt, dear friends, that was their great sin, as proclaimed by Isaiah and Jeremiah. When the Chaldeans came, oh, they thought that the Egyptians would deliver them. That was not where they were to look. No, trust in him at all times. Well, dear friends, what a word this is and how helpless we are in this. We have to come in with the poor disciples. Do we not ready to fear? We remember the rebuke of Jesus. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Dear friends, do we not prove that faith is the gift of God, as we mention in Ephesians, through faith, and that not of yourselves? Oh, we think of poor Elijah and how he was so full of faith, and the Lord enabled him to stand against the prophets of Baal. And fire was brought down from heaven. And then we read of him fleeing from the face of Jezebel, who were trembling and weak. And do we not realize, dear friends, that that man, like we, had need of God's upholding grace and certainty. Faith is the gift of God. It is not of works. Well, dear friend, it is by faith we stand. And if in the midst of the trouble, oh, we get only a glimpse of him and are able to tell him our complaint, we will find God is a refuge for us. Oh, a very present help in trouble. Well, though, dear friends, there may be those shaking times, perhaps the very foundation seem to shake, those things that we'd hoped in. You think of that time when the Lord Jesus himself was taken from this world. What a time of shaking it was for the disciples. Why, the world would rejoice, and they would be sorrowful, and they would see their Lord and Master taken from them. Blessed be God, the foundation can never be destroyed. And other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. That is Jesus Christ. Dear friend, that will not be destroyed. Could never be destroyed. And that is why we are exhorted to trust in him at all times. He says, "Behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and of hell." Well, we take refuge and we rest in his faithfulness, in his unchanging faithfulness and person. For he says, "I change not." Friends, he changes not in his very person. He changes not in his purposes. "I change not." He says, "Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed." Why, he is from everlasting to everlasting. Now, friends, our times are changeable. We go from dispensation to dispensation. And dear friends, our lives are a tale that is told. And we know not what a day may bring forth. And we are born unto trouble. And this world is cursed. And therefore, we shall have trouble in the flesh. But he changes not. From everlasting to everlasting. Dear friends, at all times. Are not 1,000 years in his sight as but a day? And one day is 1,000 years. My dear friends, God is above and outside time. His eternal thought moves on. His undisturbed affairs with regard to this world, regard to his church, and with regard to each and every one of his people, his eternal thought moves on. He knows what he's doing. And he's of one mind, and who can turn him? He doeth what he will. And yet the marvellous thing is this, friends. You know, we read of Elias, a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed, and the heavens gave no rain, and he prayed again, there was rain. Setting forth, although he is a sovereign, he hears and answers the prayers, the poor petitions of the Lord's people. You know, we have that account of the godly in Hebrews 11, who lived by faith, who trusted in him, and the miracles and wonders that were wrought by such. Oh, dear friends, was it not in Joshua's day that the sun stood still in heaven? And the great catalogue that we read in Hebrews, the various victories that were won there by the power of faith. For we read, through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Because they trusted in God, God heard their cry. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Well, the Lord has a special regard to all his people. And as we mentioned, dear friend, willing to turn the course of nature to supply their need. As he did with Elijah, with those ravens, which he sent to him morning and evening. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing shall be called impossible with him. Oh, then, dear friends, trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Can we not see those spots and places where the Lord has appeared? Dear friends, when you could not help yourself from the end of the earth, but God has been a refuge for us. Well, many things may be in the providential path, but oh, how much more in grace we need him to appear. Oh, dear friends, the Lord hears prayer. And ye have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of your infirmities. We sing that human heart he still retains, though throned in highest bliss. Oh, he understands. And as Job said, he knoweth. Oh, he knoweth. Yes, in his omniscience. And he knoweth by gracious experience. He knoweth the way that I take. This is the one, dear friends, to whom you come when you pray. Friends, a man there is, a real man, with wounds still gaping wide. This man is he that receiveth sinners. Well, the Lord's ear is open to the cry of his people. And they are invited to come to him. Pour out your heart before him. Well, sometimes we withhold prayer. Do we not at times fill our fellow creature's ear with the sad tale of all our woe? Yes, the talk of the lips tendeth to penury. But pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. But at times perhaps afraid to bring our case to God. To tell him just, oh, how much we need him. because we were ashamed to tell him of all our sin. Oh, we blush, we are ashamed. But he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. No, pour out your heart before him. You need to expose your whole case. Beg the Lord to send that complete healing. Oh, him to come as that good Samaritan just where you are. And as you pour out your heart, so he pours in the oil and the wine. Pour out your heart before him. Open up your heart before him. Whatever, dear friends, the Lord discloses to you about your wicked heart, oh, pour it out before him. God is a refuge for us. Well, Selah, think upon it. Meditate upon this truth, this blessed truth. That God is a refuge for us. Well, dear friends, it is a truth. David said, in the day when the Lord delivered him from all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, he said, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. That is why he can exhort through his psalm here to trust in him at all times. Because he could truly say, blessed be my rock, the one who stood by me, who was ever with me, who I leant upon, who never forsook me, who was always the same, who was true and who was faithful. The Lord liveth. And dear friend, although it seemed dead with you, impossible beyond you, the Lord liveth. He says, I'm alive forevermore. And he lives for his people. Christ died for his people, and he lives for his people. And there he remains, ever living to make intercession for his people after the order of Melchizedek. Why, a faithful king, a faithful priest, God is a refuge for us. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £770, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Fred Ince next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 767. Gracious Spirit, Dove Divine, let thy light within me shine. All my guilty fears remove with atoning blood and love. Hymn 767.
Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each. Amen.